Oh my goodness, ladies, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon inside my Power Up session. You know, there are so many different types of wonderful sessions I got for you guys inside of Sister Sense. You know, the clarity sessions, so that one-on-one you can get clear with me, my weekly Jumpstart Your Business call, so you can do that, just that, and jumpstart your business. But Power Up is essentially kind of like that cup of joe for the ladies in my circle who want to just get motivated and juiced up and figure out what it is they need to do to work on their business every week to consistently see profits, progress, productivity, all the wonderful P's that I can put out and place in front of you. But that's really what the Power Up Circle is all about. So I was just talking about a few seconds ago the fact that I did a Power Up Accountability call. I call it my A-Team. So Monday mornings, my Power Up Accountability Circle, we get together and I talk about those things that you should do to really plan out your agenda for the week. We are always working, especially my 9-to-5 entrepreneurs. You're working in your 9-to-5 and then coming home to work on your business. But in the process of doing all of the different things that you need to do in your job or in your home life, you want to make sure that you're actually working on the elements that are going to make your business better, which is why I do the Power Up sessions. Our session for today is all about the first step to becoming an information product pro. I know that there are so many ladies in my circle who want to do the information product thing, right? You want to create your own digital or virtual products. You know what you know. You're amazing at that. You're good at that. God has blessed you with that gift. But when it comes to taking that knowledge, monetizing it, and turn it into something that's digital, a digital information product, you're like, huh? So I want to work with you guys on that. And this call for today is actually inspired by my upcoming Power Up Plus series, which is happening over the course of the next 4 weeks starting this Tuesday. Every week, twice a week, I'm going to be doing 2 live webinar sessions so that I can essentially help you do just that, get clear about creating your information products, building your list, adding rich media like video and audio content to your website, as well as understanding what it takes to create those landing pages that you need to optimize your sales and make things happen for you. So this is kind of like the pre-Power Up call that we're doing now, so I can essentially get you guys started with your information products. Now, for those of you who are here, welcome, welcome once again. I would like you to hit *6 and 1 so you can talk to me. If 1, you'd just like to let me know who you are, and then 2, more importantly, let me know what you want to know about creating information products. I feel like there are certain things that people are getting confused about, or you know, it's kind of stumping them, and you definitely don't want to feel like you're in a space where you're stuck, right? You want to get these products out there and out to the world. So if there are particular areas about creating information products that are confusing to you right now, I want you to hit *6 and 1 again to introduce yourself to me. Let me know what you're working on, as well as what it is that you would like to accomplish. Now, while you guys do that, what I will do is essentially get you started as far as understanding what this whole process is all about. For me, I got started, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago, really just got on the website game to figure out, one, how I can make money doing something, what could I monetize. And I think the first thing I tried to do was create an Amazon store and sell products that way. And then I got into Google AdSense and blogging. And as I was blogging, people started asking me questions about, you know, how did I do my blog, or how did I make my social network, BBWO. So I thought I was answering these questions all the time, and I wanted to come up with a smart way to both answer the questions and make money for all of the information I seemed to have, which inspired me to create my first ebook, which was How to Create Your Own Niche Network Online. That was my first ebook, basically, again, to answer those questions and then monetize at the same time. In the process of doing that, eventually I got tired of writing. I was just writing and writing and writing, popping out these ebooks, and then eventually I decided to do other things. And so I'm going to talk about the different forms of media platforms that you have available to you to create your information products, and really understanding which one essentially is going to be right for you. So as I mentioned before, definitely let me know who you are and what it is that you would like to know about creating information products, and you can do that by hitting *6 and 1. Now, we're going to get started with the first thing, and I want to share with you guys a quote that I actually shared this morning inside my accountability call, because ultimately, I believe that one of the most important things you guys need to know is this. So here's this wonderful quote from Johann Wolfgang: "What is not started will never get finished." This is a big one, and I believe it's a powerful one, because ultimately a lot of people want to get this stuff going, but they don't start. It's almost as if they have this pool of ideas stuck in their head that never goes anywhere beyond their head. So the first thing I wanted to make sure is that if you want to become an information product pro, if you want to work with me or work with anybody else, if you want to get this thing off the ground on your own, the first thing you're clear about is this: what is not started will never get finished. So today, when I give you what I'm going to give you today, I want to make sure that you implement something today. Okay, so not necessarily today, but let's say this week. You implement what I'm going to teach you today, because you've got to get to a point where these ideas are moving from your mind and your notebook into the virtual arena so that you can share them with other people. Sitting on your ideas, and this is something that I talked about in more detail today. So if you didn't have an opportunity to participate in my online Power Circle this morning, it's okay, because I felt like this was such an important idea. I shared the audio publicly on SisterSense, and the audio is called Focus versus Frustration, Understanding the Importance of Working on Your Business and How to Tweak Your Business. And you can listen to that today as well on SisterSense.com. The idea here is that you cannot sit on your ideas. You cannot, out of fear or frustration, go, I don't want to put it out there quite yet because it needs to be this mega digital product. I know that all of you have seen at some point the digital product that everybody wants to create, right? It's got maybe 4 or 5 CDs sprawled out in a graphic with some book covers, and it's got like the person who looks really smart on the cover, and she's saying, buy my digital product. It's only $199.99. And you're like, yes, when am I going to create that? I want to create that. And I just want you to keep in mind that whatever that is, because I know you all know exactly what I'm talking about, whatever that digital product is, I'm pretty sure it took her a while to put together. And just as we don't expect our children to come out of our wombs and talk, I don't expect you, and I don't expect you to expect yourself to come out of this, come out the gates running with a full-fledged, ultimate mega information product. Because if you put yourself in this space that you are not going to put anything out there until you come out with that, then you're not going to start. And the first step is understanding that in order for you to finish, you have to get started. So I'm going to give you practical solutions today to help you do just that. Now, when I talked to you just a while ago, I mentioned that, you know, my first ebook, PDF ebook, was how to create your niche network, basically just answering the questions that I felt like I was getting. So many people were trying to figure out how to use the Ning platform, so I did that ebook, and then shortly after I did how to create your own Ninglicious network, and just I was just popping them out. Now, that worked really well for me. And eventually, I got to the point where I was just tired of writing. You know, I'm a web designer and a mom, and as my son got older, there was less time to sit down and do that the way I wanted to do it. But I didn't want to stop sharing information, because I am an information info product pro, as I like to put it. So I decided to do audios. I created my first audio podcast series, which is workinwebwomen.com. You can still see that information there. And I used a service that still exists. It's called Podbean. What I loved about Podbean, and you can check it out, it's P-O-D-B-E-A-N, podbean.com, is that it was great for a beginner podcaster like myself. It allowed me to, one, put my podcast on iTunes, and then it also allowed me to monetize some of the audio sessions as well. Like, I think one of the first ones I did earlier on was how I learned how to pay my rent with Google AdSense. That made me happy. And so everything I learned, I teach, and I was doing that audio series and starting it out there and selling it on Podbean. Now, there are other applications that you could use, because Podbean, I don't know if they've updated since then, but you can definitely Google other resources. But I can tell you that was the first one that I used when I decided to transition from creating ebooks, PDF ebooks, to going into audio and podcasting, but more importantly, selling the audio so I could make money from it. And then eventually, as I was boosting my skills online, learning new things, I discovered screen capture and screen recording, which is something that some of you may or may not be familiar with. Screen capture is essentially when you can hit a record button, you know, use some software, hit a record button, and show people what it is that you're doing, a webinar, essentially. Some people do them live, and some people do them pre-recorded. When I discovered them, it kind of opened up this new world to me, and I was like, I don't just have to do PDFs and audio. I can do video, too. So then I started doing PowerPoints and then turning them into e-courses and trainings, you know, that I could, you know, create these PowerPoint presentations and share my information that way instead of just putting them in a book, which, you know, again, just kind of opened a whole other world for me. So the first thing I want you to do here, well, the next thing rather, right? Because the first step was you being clear about the fact that in order for you to finish, you actually have to get started. That's a big one for a lot of folks. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to answer the following five questions. Okay? I want you to answer the following five questions. Number one, what kind of digital content do I want to create? Okay, so do you want to write something? Have you already written something? Do you want to do audio? Or do you want to do video? Or do you want to do all three? You know, I look, Shonda girl, I want to put it all in there. Like, I got some ebooks, I got some audio sessions, I got some presentations. I want to do the whole enchilada. What kind of digital content do you want to create and put together in a package? That's number one. Number two, how much time do you got? I know that I like to do audio because it allows me to get my thoughts out there, but I will say this. I was it took me a while. When I did my first session, I remember myself with my laptop when I did the first audio podcast, and that I think it was about 15, 20 minutes, and it took me about 3 hours because I kept doing it over and over and over. When you're in the beginning stage, I will admit you get a little bit neurotic about getting things right. But I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. And I wouldn't say I don't do it because I get things perfect the first time around, but I'm just more comfortable in my own skin, and I'm more comfortable when I'm doing an audio saying, yeah, I just screwed up there. Sorry. I got tongue-tied. Forgive me. And then just keeping it moving. But that's just my personal preference. It's how I talk. It's what I do. I recently helped one of my clients. She did a telesummit that is ending today. Woohoo! So proud of her. But she decided that in addition to doing her audio sessions, she had someone professionally edit them so that they were nice and clean, and they had music in the background. And that's not something that I've necessarily ever done outside of doing like a quick intro for my YouTube videos, but that's something that she wanted to do for her package. And I think that's absolutely awesome because you want to be unique about how you put together your information products. You want to think about not just what you see other people doing, but what you want to integrate. And if it hasn't been created yet, you may just be the first one, but you definitely want to think about, you know, think out of the box and speak from your own voice, not necessarily from the voice of how you believe other people are putting together their digital content. So thinking about how much time you have is essentially important because you want to know if you're going to put together an ebook or an audio, the tools that you need. Do you have the right tools right now? When I put together my ebooks, I just needed Microsoft Word and my mind. Then I converted it into a PDF. So thinking about the tools that you would need based on the platform that you want to set up. And I will be talking about the tools in more detail once we get into the 8-week course, which is the Power Up Plus 8-week course that's starting on Tuesday for those of you who are interested in that. And that's at pup.sisasense.com. That's question number three. Question number four is your skill set. I had no knowledge of video screen captures when I started. I just knew that I was a typer and not a talker. I really didn't want to talk to people anyway because I'm relatively shy, you know, an introvert. But you know, I've grown up for, these past years, so I can't really necessarily say that's the person that I still am. Just the same, when I started with my skill set and my comfort level, writing a book was just definitely the digital product of choice for me. So you want to think about those things for yourself. What works better for you? Don't just say, well, I have to create that mega bundle with all the CDs and the ebooks because that's what she did. Do what's going to work for you. Speak from your voice. Make that work your way. Now, again, this concept of speaking in your own voice, it's definitely important. One of the ladies in my circle, I see she's on the call, the lovely Miss Blue, also one of the ladies who participated in my five-day training on how to create your own webinar series, recently did her badass webinar workshop for sisters, just for the sisters, and I had the pleasure of listening to the replays and just amazing, powerful information. And she had this great moment when she had basically all the ladies unmute and share some different affirmations. And you could just hear all of these ladies talking at one time. And it was just very, very powerful. And so the idea here is you want to be conscious of the fact that there are so many different ways in which you could be unique. There are so many different powerful things that you can do on a virtual call. It was almost as if you could envision all of these ladies in like a park, you know, just kind of hands held, just loud screaming out these affirmations, but we were all just on a call. But it was more than a call. So, you know, you do want to think about the platform that you're using and how you're going to be making it unique and sharing your own voice, right? So definitely something for you to do. And then ultimately think about the last but not least question here, the first five questions you need to ask yourself, are you going to outsource anything? What can you do on your own versus what do you need other people to do? And think about your budget as well. For example, you know, when I did my audio, when I started out with Podbean, I invested in paying for their service. I had to pay for that. That was the only way I was going to get my podcast up there and then create a shop. I talked about my other client, Renee, when she put together her audio sessions and then got someone, she outsourced someone to add audio and to edit the audio for her. You can do your raw audio. You can edit it yourself. I always tell you guys that I use rather frequently and I pretty much still use, it's a great platform, it's free, is Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, to record and edit audio. It's a great tool. But once you do that, you know, you may want to give it to a professional, right, so that they can do even more and add your intros or add sound or all that other wonderful stuff as well. So you want to think about how much of this are you going to outsource or are you going to do it on a budget? You know, what kind of budget do you have? One of the things I'm going to be talking about in the upcoming Power Up series is landing pages and sales pages, you know, how you can put them together on your own. And I'm also offering my DFY, Done For You Design Services, so I can put together the landing pages for you. And I do that. I did that for quite a few of my clients, putting together landing pages for their information products, whether it be just one front-end page, which is what I'm offering for those of you who participate in the upcoming four-week training, or for some clients, I do the whole thing. You know, I do the front-end page, the sales page, the thank you page, the autoresponder, and that's a lot more information that goes into that. But you've got to think, you know, how much can you realistically do for yourself versus have somebody do for you? Now, if you're on a budget, you may not want to do a four-part or five-part landing page series. You may want to do a simple sales page that you can realistically just handle on your own. So that's something that I'm going to be showing the ladies inside the circle how to do, whether it be a more robust landing pages versus simple landing pages. So those are the first five questions for you to think about with respect to creating your information products. What kind of digital products do you want to create? How much time you got, you know, so it takes time to put together an ebook, more time than it may necessarily take you to do an audio or even a PowerPoint presentation. The tools that you're going to need during this process, I'm recommending a couple of tools that I've used in the past to you today, but you can definitely do your resource or participate in the upcoming four-week training so that you can get a sense of other tools that are available to you. Of course, number four, understanding your skill set. That's going to affect how much or what kind of digital product you create right now. How much you feel like you realistically know about video may tell you, I don't need to be doing a video information product right now, right? So something else to consider versus what you are going to outsource. Now, number three, right, as far as the next step is concerned, once you ask yourself these initial five questions about what kind of media platform you want to use, you want to get to the real questions. Now, I say these are the real questions because more often than not, when I work with clients, the first thing they want to know is, okay, well, tell me what plugins you use on WordPress, or how did you put together your pricing table on SysAssense, your join page. I love that pricing table. I want that. Or, tell me the technical stuff so I know what to do on Facebook or LinkedIn. And I'm like, all of that stuff is great. That's the platform stuff. But what exactly are you selling? And they go, okay, well, see, that's why I'm talking to you right now, because that's why I need a clarity session. More important than the platforms you use is the content. What exactly are you creating? So here are the real questions I want you to think about and ask yourself when it comes to putting together your first series of information products. One, why do you want to do this? Is it because you fundamentally feel like there is something in your heart that you need to share with the world or to a particular group? Or is it because you want to do an information product because everybody else is doing it? And you got to be honest with yourself, because I've talked to some clients who say they want to do information products, but they want to do it for the wrong reasons. And so once I tell them, well, okay, this is what it takes for you to put together an ebook or an e-course, they go either, oh, that's too much. can I just sell your stuff? Or they go, this is a lot, and I still want to do it, but maybe you should. Can you do it for me? Because I don't want to do it, right? So, you got to think about whether or not you're genuinely serious about putting this together and doing it for yourself, or if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, or if you don't have sufficient time and you need somebody else to put the package together for you. All valid questions, real questions that you need to ask yourself outside of thinking about the platform and the digital tools that you're going to use. What is your topic? That's really the core. You can't sell a digital product without having a real, viable, profitable topic that people want. So when you think about this, and I'm asking you these questions because I hope that you guys are like burning the midnight, well, not midnight, the midday oil, and writing down some answers as I'm telling you, answer these questions. What is ultimately the topic that you want to write about, and who is this for? Have they asked you for this? How will this ultimately help them? Right? These are some things that you want to reflect on and think about with respect to the information product. Technical stuff aside, I know that stuff is overwhelming and it may kind of get over your head or make you feel stuck. Put that stuff aside. Focus on the real questions. Why are you doing this? What's your core topic? Who is it for? Have they asked you for this? Meaning, is this something that you've already got a pre-made audience for because they've been asking you for it and you need to put it out there to fill that demand? And also, how is this ultimately going to help them? What is it going to do for their life or their business or whatever it is that you feel is ultimately going to change because they now have access to your information, okay? All important real questions that you need to ask yourself. So we've gone through the first three parts of the first step to creating the first step, right? There are lots of steps, and we're going to really focus on those inside of our Power Up Plus sessions over the course of the next 4 weeks. But today we're just talking about the first step, and I want to reiterate this quote because I want it to stay with you. What is not started will never get finished. So the core right now, the idea right now, is to start with the first step. Now, once you answer these questions, you ultimately are putting yourself in a position where you are building on the first of many information products to come. You've got to start somewhere. You know that quote, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. The idea here is that we want to work on you prepping for your first information product and then building of that, so then you can create multiple ones. So let's talk about step number four, which is all about the brain dump. Okay, so we're going to do two brain dump activities, and here's the first one. The first one is I want you to just brain dump for the next minute or so. I'm not going to give you too long because we've got other things to talk about today. I want you to do a brain dump. Do not censor yourself. Sometimes people go, oh, should I write that down? You're the only person looking at this piece of paper, so don't censor yourself. Write down every possible product you ever said you ever wanted to create. Write it down right now. Don't censor yourself. Could be big or could be small. Could be for men or women. Could be for, you know, women in one stage of their life versus another stage. Write down any idea that you said, you know what, I've been wanting to do this since 1995, right? Just kind of brain dump it out there and put that information out on paper. So that's brain dump activity number one. Now, as you guys are doing this, as I mentioned before, if you want to let me know, one, who you are, what you're working on, as well as specific areas that you feel like have been stumping you with respect to creating your own information products, you can hit star 6 and 1 so that you can basically get yourself in the Q&A queue and then ask me specific questions. Now, at the same time, I love to do replays, so if there are ladies who are listening to the replay, definitely send me an email, lhenry@sistersense.com, so that you can do the same thing. Let me know what you're working on and those specific areas about creating information products that seem to be complex or overwhelming to you. So keep brain dumping right now, just kind of thinking about all of those different products that you want to put out into the world, but you have not quite done yet, right? So you want to get them out of your head and into your notebook so that you can move forward from this process. Now, as you guys are putting together this list, I want you to really, really look at it. And it may require you to go back and take an hour or 3 hours to do this brain dump session. It's not necessarily something that you can do in 60 seconds, but we're taking the first step today, and because we're doing it as a group, we have to do this time-sensitive-wise. But it's definitely something that I want you to do, just kind of brain dump the ideas that you have. And this, by the way, is actually something that I've implemented inside of our accountability call. So as I mentioned prior, on Mondays in the Power Up Circle, and for those of you who may say, okay, you keep talking about the Power Up Circle, that's at join.sistersense.com. And so inside the Power Up Circle, we have our accountability calls, and these are the types of activities and strategies that I help you through so you can get clear about what it is you need to work on each week in your business. Now, as you are brain dumping all these different wonderful products that you would like to create, I want you to think about some points. Okay? I want you to think about everybody who has either said something to you that indicated they wanted that particular product, right? So look at all of these ideas, right? You've got multiple product ideas that you've brain dumped. Are there any ones in particular that people have been asking you for? If so, you can put a star beside it, you can circle it, but make note of it. Or are there ones that you feel like, if I was working with clients and I, you know, there are maybe like 10 different things I would love to teach people. So I've got 10 different products, LaShonda. But of all of these 10 products, if I was working with clients, this is the first thing that they should need to know. Therefore, this is the first product that I should create because this is basically going to be a starting point for them. Make note of that. Put a star. Or here's another one. Here's a good one. You may have an instance where this isn't necessarily the first thing that people need to know, but it's the thing that everybody wants to know right now, right? So put a star beside that. You know, like, yeah, LaShonda, I know I should start with this one, but, God, I feel like everybody wants to know about this one. So let's put a star there. Make note of that. So you're going to look at and you're going to think about those different project ideas, the ones that people have requested from you or that you feel like people are really, really interested in, or you just think that people should know first, ultimately. Then I want you to think about weeding things out. it's springtime now, and my hubby's like trying to figure out what he needs to do to like get all the weeds out the lawn. And then we have onions. I don't know why, but we've got these springs of onions everywhere, and he found out that he can't necessarily just cut them off, kind of like hairs, right, those little hairs on your chin. You can't just shave them off because they grow back really fast, so he's got to pluck them out from the root, and that takes time. So what I want you to do is to take some time and weed out those ideas that ultimately you look at it because you would love to do this, but you go, once you start to think about it, it becomes larger than life, and you just know that realistically you cannot do it right now, right? So I want you to just kind of like just mentally sweep them to the side. Like, we're not going to get rid of them. I told a client, I want to say I did one of my coaching calls about a month ago. I was talking with a client, and I told her, you know, this process of creating information products, you know, I can do an ebook and put it out tomorrow, but there are times where I take months, if not years, to put stuff out. I said it took me about a year and a half before I released Unblock Your Blessings in the first stage, which was the unblockyourblessings.com 90-day challenge. And then I've got to put out the book, and I had done the CD, which I produced in January, but I haven't even really shared outside of my local events. So there are so many different phases to one digital product versus another, right? And you ultimately have to think about those things that you can work on now versus those things that you have to say, okay, it's a work in progress. For me, Unblock Your Blessings is one of those major works in progresses for me. And I just acknowledge that I give myself time to get that done, and I don't beat myself up. And, you know, some of you, I think, you really get into a space where you beat yourself up because you're like, man, you know, I feel so bad, LaShonda. I'm listening to you, or I'm listening to other people, and I'm watching other people, and whether it be chaos in my life or me just being resistant, I haven't done what I need to do, and I should have done this before. Don't beat yourself up about the process. The thing that I want to get you to do today is just simply start somewhere, and it's going to be a first step, a small step. But just acknowledge that everything happens in the right time. When I put out the Unblock Your Blessings 90-day challenge, at that point, it was at the right time. It needed a year and a half before it could see the light of day, or I could literally talk about it with people. So it's okay to acknowledge that when it comes to working on some certain projects. Now, I will say this. I didn't wait a year and a half and then not do anything else. Obviously, I was doing a whole bunch of other stuff in the project process. But there are projects that you have to phase in and work on over time. So that's just something that I want you to keep in mind. So, okay, weed out those things that you need to phase out and look at later, and then really highlight those things that either people have been asking you about or that it just seems like or feels like everybody would want to value and know about right now, okay? So that's brain dump number one. We're going to go to brain dump number two now. Brain dump number two is I want you to just kind of freeform describe the people or the person that you would ideally want to create your information products for. Okay, could be just one type of person, or maybe it's different types of people. I want you to freeform, brain dump, and write it all out. Now, as you're doing this, I want you to do this second part because I talk a lot about target marketing, and I talk about the significance of putting together products that clearly focus on a specific target. And a lot of times, especially with new clients, they come to me and they go, you know, I'm really, really concerned about target marketing because I don't want to limit my audience. And I want you to be clear and understanding today that just because you create one product for a specific target does not mean you are limiting your audience because, one, there are billions of people in the world. So you may be getting millions of people when you focus on that one particular target, but somehow you're not seeing it that way. And I kind of have to, like, take off the blinders and explain that to people. And then two, realize that just because you create one product that focuses on a specific group, nothing stopping you from creating another product and focusing on another group. Because eventually, the idea behind becoming an info product pro is that eventually as you create all of these different products, you got this whole Lego machine working for you so that you've got this mega foundation of information products across the board that appeal to different people, okay? As I mentioned to you guys in the very beginning, I've been creating my info products over the course of the last 5 to 6 years, and I've got so many of them, I mean, it's just hard to keep track. But I create different things for different people. This morning on the accountability call, one of the things I talked about is the important routines. And there are at least 5 routines that you need to integrate into your business, okay? I didn't talk about that specifically this morning because I went through the whole breakdown of those routines on another Power Up call. So I hope that you guys on the call are a part of the Power Up Circle, the regular Power Up Circle, so that you can have access to those calls and listen to them. And that's at powerup.sistersense.com, right? That circle is our weekly accountability circle where we do Monday morning calls, as well as I give you access to blog activities to help you consistently blog. That's one thing. That's different from the Power Plus 4-week series that starts this Tuesday, which is 8 live webinars that we're doing so that I can help you work on your information products, your list building, as well as your landing pages. Okay, so I want to make sure I didn't confuse you guys on that. Those are 2 different things. Now, as you're thinking about your brain dump, you're going to basically write down the different types of people that you're working with and that you want to work with, because again, you need to create different information products, and you can do that for different people. Every year I do at least 1 product for moms. My birthday is in May, so for me, Mother's Day is all May. And I always tell folks that before I had my son, my first baby was my business. So I feel like every woman is a mom. Every woman entrepreneur is a mom on one way, shape, or form, whether your baby is your business or you've got the business and your actual real babies as well. So I created 1 product for moms, and that new one is at formoms.sistersense.com, which is a wonderful bundle of different live and pre-recorded sessions for mom entrepreneurs interested in all the different types of resources and tools that I share. And then I created the Pro Webinar Series for ladies who just wanted to learn about how to do webinars. That's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to create a webinar. So you've got to think about for yourself, what kinds of products can I create and who do I want to create these products for? Each product should have its own unique target audience, right? So that's something that's important. And you want to be able to just kind of brain dump and think about, well, these are all the different types of people that I would like to work with, but for my next product or my first product, this is the group that I'm going to focus on. Make it specific, right? One of the things, and remember I said to you that quote in the beginning of this call, in order for you to finish that you have to start, one of the things that might be stopping you from starting is this idea that you can't create the product yet because the product has to appeal to everyone. And it's almost like it's suffocating you because you're like, okay, it should have this, and it should have this, and it should have this, and then you can't get it done because it's all this stuff, right? So I want you to realize that create 1 product for 1 group, then when you're finished with that, finish, then you can create another product for another group and then just keep working on it that way. You do not have to create the mega information product all at once. Get that vision out of your head of the CDs and the ebook covers and that mega graphic. Put it aside, right, and start where you can realistically start today. So once you do that, I basically want you to do step number 4, which is to find your focus topic and your focus group. I want you to take those brain dumps and ultimately think about 1 topic that you want to focus on to create your next or your first information product, which is essentially what we're going to be working on for the next 4 weeks, and then 1 group that this information product is for. So, for example, I have my e-course on how to create your own Ningalicious network. And it's just for entrepreneurs, men and women alike, who want to create networks on the Ning platform. Okay? It's just for that group. So for you, you want to think about, who am I creating this for? Why am I doing it? And what kind of product am I going to put together for them? This is the first step. So let's move into an activity that ultimately I want to be your stepping stone activity, okay? In order for you to create your information products, you first have to be able to share information. you know, some of you kind of want to put the cart before the horse, right? You have to be able to put information out there as far as digital content is concerned, whether it be a PDF, a video, or an audio, in some short form, right, before you can create this big mega information product. So I'm going to give you two activities. You can do one of them, or you can do both of them if you're hardcore. I'm hardcore, so I do everything. Now, first things first, pick whether you want to do audio or you want to do video. Okay, I'm going to tell you the tools to use and tell you how to put it together. Basically, I want you to create some sort of information-based teaching, coaching, training guide. And it only needs to be, as far as audio and video is concerned, it only needs to be 5 to 10 minutes long. It does not have to be huge, right? It just needs to share information, add value, really reflect the kind of information that you're passionate about sharing with the world and or your community. You need to create the concept, complete the concept, and put it out there, okay? That is it. I want you to start to finish, create that, because if you can create that, that means that you can move forward, do this stuff, really create information products like a pro, and then start to create these mega bundles that you see and love and want to monetize and make tons of money from, right? You can get to that step once you can do the first step, which is just to create these small informational nuggets of wisdom that you can share with the world. So activity number one is audio-based, right? So I already told you guys to think about your focus topic and a focus group. We did the brain dump activities, but you may just need a couple of more hours to do this privately on your own time just to get clear about what it is that you want to put together. Now, once you do that and you think about that core idea, just one thing you want to show people how to do, just one thing, turn that into a video. If you go on Sister Sense today, or any day for that matter, because you always get access to videos, you can watch one of my latest short, it's about 10 minutes, short training video that I did about how to convert your blog posts into video. It's a 10-minute training that I did. Very short, okay? There are so many other things that I can talk about as far as putting together video, and I'm actually going to do a session on that in the four-week training. I'm going to do a session just on video. How do you edit it, publish it, put it together, post it on your website, all that good stuff. But I just wanted to do a small 10-minute video to get people started. I'm telling you this once because you can watch the video and hopefully it'll help you in one way, shape, or form. But just as an example of the kind of 5 to 10 minute valuable nugget, specific information, video or audio that's going to cater to your audience that you can create, right? So before we talk about landing pages and sales pages and all of that other stuff, you should be able to put together some sort of small informational-based digital product that you can share with the world for free. So if you want to go the route of you doing an audio, perhaps you already have a software tool that you use. If not, you can download Audacity, Google it, Audicity, or you can also try and use Spreaker, another tool that you can use for free, and just create a quick audio, 10 minutes. Save it and share it with the world. The other side of this is if you don't want to do an audio, you can do a video. If you want to do a screen capture video, you can use a free resource. It's called Screener, S-C-R-E-E-N-R. So you can, you know, show them your screen. You can do a quick 5 or 10 minute PowerPoint presentation. I can't show you how to do that here. That's where the webinar comes in. I'm going to be doing that kind of stuff in the webinar series over the next couple of weeks. But at the very least, you can get off this call with me, go to screener.com, sign up, and then do a 10-minute video. It's very intuitive. All of the programs that I'm showing you are intuitive. But the purpose of obviously me doing the upcoming webinars is so that you can actually see the magic happen and I can tell you how to do these things in more detail. But today it's just the first step, okay? That's what we're focused on for today. So again, that is the number five for you. I want you to do one or both of the following things this week. Pick one or pick both of them. Do a short audio training or do a short video training and share that information with your world. If you can do that, then we can talk about you seriously doing full-scale audio trainings and e-courses versus video and what have you, okay? So today I have ultimately divided the first step for you into five parts, right? And as I'm mentioning this, of course, again, you can hit *6 and 1 to let me know if there are specific areas that you still are kind of stuck on with respect to creating your information products, or if you are clear about what it is that you want to do, you can definitely hit *6 and 1 and let us know what your vision is moving forward. So the first is ultimately a mindset shift, understanding, as I mentioned today, that what is not started will never get finished. So you ultimately have to get clear about getting started. That process of getting clear requires you to, number two, pick a media platform that you feel best reflects your personality, skill set, budget, that's going to work for you for right now. And then number three, asking yourself the real questions. Why do you want to create information products? What topics do you want to talk about, and who is this going to serve? Doing your brain dump, right? So some of you are stuck because you've got all this information in your head. You've got to get it out on paper. When you do that, you can ultimately separate those big, larger-than-life projects that maybe you need to work on later versus those key projects that you can do now and the key people that you want to work with now. Right? So those brain dump activities, and then ultimately taking that brain dump, finding a focus topic and a focus group so you can start talking to them. You can start creating these smaller digital pieces, whether they be 5 to 10 minute audios or videos, putting that information out there. Because one, it's going to help you kind of flex your information pro muscles, right? Getting you in the habit of creating training and sharing information with your audience. Two, it's going to help you engage so you can put your content out there in a valuable way to your community. And then three, ultimately, it can help you promote your material. So when I talk about different things in my information videos, I let people know about the Power Circle or other trainings or tutorials or upcoming events. So there are so many wonderful things that you can do from just creating little 5 to 10 informational videos to get you started, share information, and then promote other offerings that you may have in the process, okay? So ultimately, as I mentioned before, we don't expect our babies to come out of the womb talking, so I don't expect you, and I don't want you to expect yourself to come out the gates creating the ultimate information products. It starts with the first step of today, and then we're going to work on making it work for you. Things I've mentioned periodically throughout the call today is just this idea of that virtual package with all the CDs and the ebook covers. And, you know, people just kind of say, I want to create that. Now, I want you to ask yourself, do you want to create that because it's going to make you feel good? It's going to make you feel like, oh, I've been able to accomplish that. I did what I needed to do. Or do you want to do it because you want to help other people feel good, right? So it's not just about you, right? So we want to think about the images that we've got in our head and the perceptions that we have as far as what it means to use digital media. Yes, I know it's the internet, but it is going to take you at least a couple of weeks to put together something that's quality that you want other people to buy. You wouldn't want to go to the store and buy crap, right? So you don't want to sell crap. So you want to be thoughtful about what is your meaning, your motive behind what it is you're doing, how you're going to put it together, and then what you're going to share with the world. Like I said, I can do and you can do audios in an hour or, you know, in a couple of hours or even a few days. You can do a PDF in a day, especially when you've got the information all in you and it just needs to come out. But it's got to be purposeful. You've got to be clear. You've got to understand how this process really works, which is what I want to be talking about with you. So that is the first step. If you have any aha moments, or if you would like to ultimately tell me what it is that you plan on working on this week, you can say, yes, LaShonda, this is what I've learned. This is what I plan on working on. You can definitely send me an email, lhenry@sisterfence.com, or you can hit *6 and 1 to talk to me today. If there are any questions about some of the material that I've mentioned today, you can definitely also do that as well, to hit *6 and 1 and ask me a question. And then as I look to see if there are any questions, the next step from here is ultimately beginning the process of creating your first information product and your package. So that's ultimately what I'm going to be talking about inside of our Power Up Plus 4-week sessions. It's got 8 live webinars, and you get lifetime access to everything. All of that information is at pup.sisterfence.com, Power Up Plus, pup.sisterfence.com. By the request of one of the lovely ladies in my circle, I have included payment plans. So you can sign up and participate in the 4 weeks and do, I believe it's $27 a week, if that's something that is budget friendly and works for you, so that ultimately you get access to the live sessions that we're going to do every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But then you also get to watch the replays whenever you want. One of the wonderful things, obviously, about watching the live sessions is that you get to ask me questions. But then you can also email me your questions, and I will do my best to integrate those questions into the live sessions as well. And then what I've done for this particular series, this is the first time that I'm doing this, is I added on a DFY, a done-for-you package, because one of the things that I've learned is some people want me to show them how to do it, and other people are just like, look, just do it for me, please, please. So in addition to talking about different things that you're going to do, because one of the cool things we're going to do inside the 4-week program is you're going to learn how to create your autoresponders, and I'm going to have you put together a powerful 4-part autoresponder so that you can use to market your products or other people's products, whichever one you prefer. But then for the DFY, Done For You Design Services, I will put together your landing page for you. So I'm going to put together a landing page for you, as well as a 4-part autoresponder for you as well. So you've got different options as far as how you would like to sign up and participate in our upcoming Power Plus series. I do have one other thing to share, but I do see the queue. So I'm going to just... Hello?
Hello. LaShonda?
Hello. Hi,
this is
yes.
Eva. How are you?
Hi. Good. How good. Are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a question. You said, in reference to audio, you said you can use Audacity, and then you said something about, it sounded like screenit.com.
Oh, I mentioned
I didn't
Spreaker.
That.
Sure. I mentioned Spreaker, Spreaker.com. Often used by DJs so they can share their radio sessions, or even people usually use it for live, but you can also do pre-recorded replays on that as well. So I've got the Spreaker app downloaded to my iPhone. I can just log in there and do a recording and just from my app. So, you know, that's another free resource that's available to you to do the audio activity.
Okay. When I first got on the call, I was like, I'd love to do a product, and I'm thinking, like, what kind of product can I do? And when you were doing the brain dump, I was just like, I couldn't think of anything. I mean, nothing would come. I couldn't say I couldn't think of anything. Nothing would come. But I kind of, you know, at the end of the call, I was like, okay, I have a kind of aha moment, what I'm going to, you know, what I'm going to do. I want to have like an informational video. I don't know the long range thing, like the product and all that, but kind of the first step is one thing. Information I want to get out to people is how to have a fundraiser and utilizing travel, utilizing cruising, and how they can make money for their organization using having fun and going during the cruise. And then the next thing I want to say is, I wasn't able to do your webinar for it, and I'm wondering, is it still available, and how effective or useful is it going to be if I'm just listening to recordings and I don't have the interaction with the group?
Sure. The Pro Webinar Series is still available. It's always going to be available. It's still equally effective because you get all the information there. Just on the fly being able to ask me questions, but a lot of the ladies who have participated live, they had some great questions. So you will get to at least find that sometimes the things that you may have wanted to ask, somebody has probably already asked in the session itself. And what I'm doing is, as a part of Four Moms Bundle, which is at formom.sistersense.com. I basically have put together this wonderful catch-up package. It includes the Pro Webinars, which is actually $97, but in the Four Bundles package, you get access to four previous webinar workshop courses that I've done, all for $47. So you get access to Pro Webinars plus three others, Back to Business, Books, Bucks, Buzz Business, and then you get 90 days access to my online circle so that you can participate in the calls that we do every week as well. I know you're already a part of the online circle. But what's wonderful about that bundle is that basically it's got a little bit of everything for everybody. So you may find there are one or two workshops that you wanted to participate in, like Pro Webinars, but you didn't get a chance to yet. Or uh-huh. You may not already be a part of the Power Up Circle, but you want to have access to that. So that bundle is for this week for Mother's Day, and that's at formom.sistersense.com. And, of course, what you can do is if you sign up for the Pro Webinar Series, while we're working for the next 4 weeks in this new webinar workshop, if there are other questions you want to talk about as far as putting together webinars, you can definitely ask me, and then I'll integrate that into the conversation as well.
Okay. And then so for the 90 days, I'm in the starter circle, but I would be able to have access to the Power Up Circle for the 90
yes.
days while I did the
Right.
And then
Which
one
different.
Other question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hog up the time. One other question
is, sure.
For the webinar, I know when you were promoting it, you offered PDFs and information, written information. Will that also come with the when you do the replay?
Yes. So you get access to everything that all the live attendees got access to, the replay sessions plus all the Power PDF worksheets that are part of that as well.
Okay. That sounds good.
Good. I hope you can join us this week. You are so welcome. One of the things that you mentioned, which I felt like was a great point to mention to everyone here is, at first you said, okay, well, I didn't know as far as what kind of information products to come up with, but then I thought about this group, and I want to put together something for those who want to create, do trips and use that kind of as donations and to make money for their particular organization. So sometimes, you've got this need, right? You're like, okay, I do want to create an information product, but I don't know who I should create it for, which is why you want to do that brain dump and really think about the different kinds of people ideally you would like to work with or that you could offer information to. Sometimes it's for people who you may consider to be clients, because you are a service professional and maybe there's information that you feel like you could provide to them to enrich whatever it is that you do as a professional. But then other times there are other people who want to be you, right? There are people who either want me to help them build their own business, but then there are people who come to me and say, I want to be Sister Sense. I want to learn how to do what you do. So you can create information products for clients or for other people who want to be like you. So that's kind of just a little aha moment to kind of help you guys think about what it is that you want to accomplish while you put together your sessions. So, ladies, if there are no other questions for me, and just as I say that, I get another question. I'm going to answer this next question. If you do have a question, you can hit *6 and 1 and get into the queue. I will say this, for those of you who are interested in getting the previous sessions, for the next 72 hours, the Four Mom Bundle is $47. Then after that point, it's going to go to $97 for the remainder of the month. So if that is something that you want to take a look at that as well. But then you can definitely let me know what other questions that you have. Next question.
LaShonda?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just I don't have a question from Ginger London, and I just wanted to share an aha moment.
Sure. Wonderful. Ginger, did we lose you?
What happened?
I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to share an aha moment that I had just from the information you shared today. In doing the audios and the video, as you were talking, I realized that I have some audios and some videos from when I was actually on television. And so I thought about, as you were talking, is actually taking those and editing them down to about 5 or 10 minutes and then launching them as some information products.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely something that you can do. And I guess that you've created an activity number 3 onto the activities, right? So you can think about something that either you can create now, but if you do have video clips, you can narrow them down to 5 or 10 minutes and then use that to start. You can definitely
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, to use them to start, and then as I launch those, that will give me some time to actually create new things, of course, but to be able to repurpose them and have them come off the shelf, you know, collecting dust. That was something I thought about doing with those.
Yeah, you know, you definitely, especially when I think it was about maybe 3 weeks ago, I did spring cleaning in the Power Circle.
Yeah.
I talked about how to spring clean your business. You definitely want to repurpose the material that you have. You know, take those videos, clip them down 5 to 10 minutes, upload them to YouTube, and then I'm going to be talking about actually I had another client last week who also has video clips, and she said, you know what, LaShonda, I love how you tell people what to do, but how do I do this? How in the hell do I edit these videos? So in the upcoming 4 weeks, one of the webinars I'm going to do just on video, and I'll show you guys how to take those video clips and edit it down and do things like that. But I think that would work for you as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing. So, ladies, I thank you once again for joining me inside of our Power Up Clarity session for today. At the very least, I hope you have been informed. You've gotten some aha moments. You can walk away. I definitely want you to participate in some of these activities. I don't just get on these calls and say, I want you guys to sign up for my stuff, as much as I do, right? As much as I want you to sign up and participate and get inside the Power Circle with me, it's not just about that. I want you to be able to get on these calls, these pre-startup calls, so you can get information and start somewhere. So I feel like at the very least, you should be able to get off the call today and create some wonderful information guides, whether they be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even longer, that you can start the process of sharing your information and monetizing your message with the world. So that is it. That is all for today, ladies. If you have any questions, you can email me, lhenry@sisterfence.com. If you would like to schedule a private one-on-one session with me, you can do so at callme.sisterfence.com. And, of course, the Power Up 4-week training series. It's got 8 sessions. You can participate in the live webinars or just get access to the replays, which are great. They're going to be information-packed. That all information, all for that, is going to be at pup.sisterfence.com. All righty, ladies, take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.